Lily, you're not gonna believe this, but the other day I was surfing the internet and I found out that the world is gonna end next week at 3:45 on Friday.
Oh no, that's terrible. So what are you going to do with the rest of your time?
Well, I'm quitting my job, that's for sure. And then, let's see, maybe I'll travel to Thailand and spend all my money and do all the things I always wanted to do.
That sounds really great. I'm going to have to think about all of the things that I'm going to have to do before the world ends.
And you know what else? I also saw on the same website this great opportunity. You can buy some beachfront property. That's right, some property, some land right on the ocean. And the best part is, it's on the moon, and it's really cheap.
Wow, that sounds amazing. But you know, it sounds a little too amazing. Are you sure it's true?
Well, it was on the internet, so it has to be true, right?
Well, some people might think that everything you read on the internet is true, but I think we're going to find out today that that isn't the case.
That's right. Our unit today is called How to Make Sure the Web Isn't Lying to You. Now, we know that the web is another name for the internet, the World Wide Web. So what we want to do here is talk about how you can be sure the information you read on the internet is accurate.
That's right. You can get so much information on the internet, but you also have to be careful because sometimes you don't know where the information comes from.
Well, why don't we just go ahead and jump into today's article then and learn all about how you can make sure the web isn't lying to you. So, listeners, you know how to do this. Open your magazines up to the first day of our internet unit this month and follow along with Lily and I as we go through the first paragraph of today's article. Did you know that Taiwan used to be a German colony? It's printed here, so it must be true, right? No. Thanks to what we call editors, whatever goes into print is checked and checked again. This is to ensure that no false information is allowed into print. Because of this, we can usually depend on the information we get from books, newspapers, and magazines. My favorite part of that whole paragraph, Lily, was when you said, no.
Well, I was answering that question. Did you know that Taiwan used to be a German colony? So here, that's a pretty important question because we're talking about Taiwanese history. And here we're saying that, well, Germany actually controlled Taiwan at one point. Isn't that right? Because that's what a colony is.
Right, I've never heard about this before, but as we see, it's printed here in our paper, so it must be true, right?
But the answer is no, because I think all of our listeners know that Taiwan was never a German colony, but a Japanese colony at one point.
That's right. However, we continue to start talking about this idea of information being printed, so we usually assume it's true. Thanks to what we call editors, whatever goes into print is checked and checked again. Now, the no here, we're kind of making a joke. We're trying to show you how you have to be careful about the information that you read. In general, when we're looking at printed information, like in a book or a magazine, like your Landmark English magazine, we have something we call editors.
That's right. And these are the people that look at the articles and they look at all the sentences to make sure there aren't any mistakes. And so that's what they do. They just keep looking at it again and again.
Right. When you check something, you're looking at it to make sure it's correct, to make sure it matches what you want or something like that. Now, they do this to ensure that no false information is allowed into print. That word ensure is great. Look at the last four letters, sure. When you are sure that something is true, you know it's true because you believe it and you have information that can back it up. So if you ensure that something is true, well, then you're the one who makes sure you can show people it is true.
That's right. And because of this, we can usually depend on the information we get from books, newspapers, and magazines. So usually there are many editors that check books, newspapers, and magazines. So if you read anything in print, well, you pretty much know that you can trust the information that you're reading.
Right. It says we can usually depend on the information we get from these sources. When you depend on something, well, that means that you can count on it. You know that that information will be good information. You can use this word, or this kind of verb phrase, actually, depend on, to talk about a person as well, like you can depend on someone, right?
That's right. A good friend is a person you can depend on, meaning they're going to help you. Whenever you need help, they're always going to be there for you.
So I guess in the way, if you're depending on information you get from books, newspapers, and magazines, it means you can trust those three sources to always be there for you with good information, with accurate and true information.
And that's really important because a lot of people, they get their information from these things. They read books, they read newspapers and magazines. But we're going to find out later why it's really important that we have to find out what we're reading on the internet is true as well.
That's right. Well, why don't we go ahead and listen to some Chinese explanation now so that we can find out later all about information on the internet later.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 今天我们要探讨的主题是 how to make sure the web isn't lying to you. Make sure 呢就等于 make certain, 也可以等于另外一个动词就是 ensure, 它的意思就是确保或者是保证。那么后面这个受词部分呢就指的是 the web isn't lying to you. 换言之呢 the things you read on the internet are true,或者我们可以用另外一个形容词就是 trustworthy, 你在网络上所阅读的资料呢都是可信的，印刷出来的资讯也不能够保证它一定是正确的。印刷或者是出版这个动词呢是 print, print 也可以当名词来用，至于印刷品我们称之为 printed matter, 就用过去分词当作形容词来使用。接下来我们来看第一段的第四个句子。Thanks to what we call editors. Thanks to 这个片语呢可以等于 because of, 不过 thanks to 后面接的是比较正面的原因，多亏了有所谓的编辑。 Whatever goes into print is checked and checked again. 这个句子我们用的是被动语态，因为一再被检查的是 whatever goes into print. 这里的 print 呢是一个名词的用法。接下来这句话 this 呢就指的是前面编辑一再检查列印出来的东西，这件事情呢 is to ensure, ensure 的受词是后面 that 所引导的这个子句，这个子句呢也是被动语态。接着我们再介绍一些与 print 相关的片语，例如 imprint 是表示呢已经列印好的甚至于是出版的。那一本书如果非常旧了已经绝版了，有一个片语就是 out of print, the book is out of print, 这本书已经绝版了。
Okay, Landmark listeners, there's the first part of today's article. Let's take a short break. We'll come back and take a look at part two. Welcome back to Landmark English. This is Bill. We're taking a look at our internet unit this month. Now, we've just taken a look at the first half of day one, so let's go ahead and read through.
But can we say the same thing about the internet? In a world where millions of people can publish their own material, judging the quality of information can be tricky.How do you do it? If a page looks professional, does this mean the information is credible? Not really. It's much easier to make a professional-looking web page than a book or a magazine. And the information on certain sites like Wikipedia, for example, can be edited by anyone. Also, professional-sounding domain names with words like university and institute can be bought, so it doesn't mean they're reliable.
Even search engines can be tricky. Website owners can pay so that their site comes up first when you do a search. But this does not mean that the information on their site is of any quality. Okay, so remember, at the end of the first paragraph, we said that we can usually depend on the information we get from books, newspapers, and magazines. That's why we begin this second paragraph by asking if we can say the same thing about the Internet. When you say the same thing about something, it means that you're saying it's true for both of these things, books, newspapers, and magazines, and the Internet.
That's right. And so here we're introducing the same idea. Can we trust the information that we read on the Internet? Now, in a world where millions of people can publish their own material, judging the quality of information can be tricky. So nowadays, at present, we're living in a world where millions of people can publish their own material, meaning they can actually post their own articles and things on the Internet for us to read.
Right, that's pretty incredible. When you publish something, it means that you have done some kind of artistic work, usually some kind of writing work or something like that. And then when you publish it, well, it's actually printed or somehow made ready for the people you want to read it to read it. So maybe if it's some kind of writing, like a book, when you publish it, you actually make the book and send it to the bookstores.
That's right. And so a company that actually produces books, meaning they find the writers and they find a printing company to actually print the books and they distribute the books, well, we call them a publishing company. Now, nowadays, we have all of these people putting their information on the Internet. But that makes judging the quality of information a little bit tricky, meaning we have all of this information online, on the Internet, but how do you know that you can trust it?
Right, when something is tricky, Lily, doesn't it mean that you can't really trust it, you can't know if it's true, because it's almost like it plays a trick on you, like it can be confusing to you and make you a little confused. Okay, listeners, let's listen to today's By the Way.
Hey, Anne, these cookies are awful. They taste like dirt.
How could you say that? Let me try. Oh, you're right, Matt. They are bad.
Didn't you follow the easy instructions on the back of the box?
No, I tried to make them with another recipe, but the recipe is super tricky.
Tricky? What do you mean?
Well, tricky means something that's difficult to handle or do. Tricky 可以形容某事物很棘手，难以应付。The recipe is tricky because it's hard to follow. It asks for 3 kinds of flour, almonds, special chocolate, and a bit of dirt. Clean dirt is tricky to find. 很难找到干净的泥土。
Dirt? No wonder they taste awful.
No, the dirt doesn't affect the taste. It helps to clean your teeth.
Wow! I wonder if my mom has been putting...
I'm completely joking. Why would I ever put dirt in something I was baking? Did you actually believe me?
Of course. I can't even cook instant noodles.
I guess I'm trickier than I thought.
No, you aren't that difficult.
No, I'm not difficult. But tricky can also be used to describe someone who is dishonest. Someone who lies or makes another person believe something that is not true. 形容一个人诡诈狡猾也可以用 tricky. 例如, the tricky salesman tried to sell his product at a very high price. 狡猾的推销员试着以高价出售商品。
See you next time!
All right, we're back. I know that sometimes when I'm reading stuff on the Internet, I do think, well, am I reading something that is trustworthy? So here we have the question, how do you do it? How can you judge if the quality of information on a website really is good or not? Well, if a page looks professional, does this mean the information is credible?
Well, not really.
So, if a page looks professional, meaning it looks like a real company set it up or an expert has written stuff on something, well, does this mean the information is credible? So, if a web page looks really good, does it mean that you can actually trust the information that you find there?
Hey, that word credible kind of looks like the word incredible. I'm wondering if they have any connection.
Well, if something is incredible, maybe it's a little bit hard to believe. It's really wonderful. It's amazing. But here, credible means it's actually believable. So if you're reading something and you feel that you can trust it, well, then you would call that credible information.
Oh, I see. So when you say something is incredible, you're not truly saying it's unbelievable. You're just saying it's so amazing. It's like it's unbelievable. And if something is credible, that means you can believe it. It is believable. Usually, when you use the word credible, you know you can believe something because it has something to support it, some facts or something like that. Or you know that maybe an editor has made sure those facts are correct. However, on a web page, just because it looks professional doesn't mean that it has been supported. That's why we say not really, and then we explain why this is true.
Well, it's much easier to make a professional-looking web page than a book or a magazine. And this is really true. After all, many people can actually set up their own websites. It's pretty easy at this moment. But also, if you think about it, all the work it takes to actually produce a book or a magazine, you have to write the articles, you have to have the editors check them, and then you actually have to print them.
Right, and the printing process can cost a lot of money because you have to use the paper and the ink and the machines and then send them places, send the books and magazines. But a web page, all you have to do is get on the computer. And then you also have information on certain sites, like Wikipedia, for example, that can be edited by anyone. So not only can anyone make a professional-looking web page, but some people then can make a web page and have anyone come in and make changes or edit that page.
This is really interesting. I learned about Wikipedia last year, and I almost couldn't believe it when I first heard about it. Basically, it's like an encyclopedia on the internet. But it's not just that. Anyone can edit the information on Wikipedia.
Right, and that has its own value, its own idea of why that would be good. Because the idea is that you'll always have people changing the information and changing the information, trying to get it closer to what is true, because people will be discussing it and making changes based on their discussions. So now we have to be aware that these professional-looking pages may not be credible, but another thing you should watch for is these professional-sounding domain names, because just because a website has one of these professional-sounding names, it doesn't mean that it really is a professional site, right?
And a domain name, well, that's just the address of the website, what you type in to actually visit the site and take a look at it. So sometimes you're going to see website addresses or domain names, and they sound really professional. They might have words like university and institute in them, but these really important-sounding words and these names can be bought, meaning anyone can use these names as long as they can pay for them. And so, of course, that means, well, they might not be as reliable as you think.
Right. So I could put up, let's see, the Institute of Bill on the internet and get people to go to that site and then maybe get them to pay only $19.95 for my special method on how you can improve your memory.
Well, I'm wondering how many people would actually sign up for that bill. But it's interesting that you would choose to use this word, institute. And this word basically means a place of education. You usually see this in names of schools or universities, and people usually think of a very professional place where people go to learn.
Right. For example, there's a really well-known one in the States called the Institute for Advanced Studies. It's in Princeton in New Jersey. And it's really well known as a very important place to go and study and learn and get a good education. Now we move into our last paragraph, and we see that it's not just the professional-looking web pages that can kind of fool you, that can be tricky. Even the search engines can sometimes give you false information.
It's actually pretty surprising because most people think, well, search engines on the internet, everyone uses them, but why are they tricky? Well, website owners can pay so that their site comes up first when you do a search. And I've heard about this. Some of the search engines, they've been criticized for allowing companies to do this. So if you're looking for information and you put in some keywords into the search engine, well then a site might come up, but it really doesn't have to do with what you're looking for. It's just that the company paid the search engine so that they would come up first.
Well, sometimes the information, the site that comes up, is something that contains your words or your information, but it's not a good site. It's not a very high-quality site. So that's why it says that these sites that come up first, this does not mean that the information on their site is of any quality. Okay, there's the end of our first day here of our Internet unit. Let's hear some Chinese explanation now for the second and third paragraphs.
我们都知道现在的网络资讯非常的发达，但是网络的资讯呢也参差不齐，所以 judging the quality of information can be tricky。这里的 tricky 呢，就是表示诡诈、有陷阱的。怎么样来判断它的品质呢？蛮伤脑筋的。所以我们不禁要问 ：If a page looks professional, does this mean the information is credible？ 这里的 page 呢，当然指的是网页。网页看起来很专业的样子，因为任何人呢都可以 set up your own website。至于里面资料的可信度就因人而异了，可相信的这个形容词呢是 credible。 credible 是由 credit 名词信用这个字衍生过来的，既然有信用当然是可以相信的。刚才我们提到每一个人呢都可以在网络上制作自己的 web page 或者是 website。 It's much easier to make a professional looking web page than a book or a magazine。 这句话的 it 呢是一个假主词，真正的主词呢就是后面这个不定词片语。制作看起来很专业的网页呢要比书或者是杂志来得容易得多。 professional looking 呢它是一个复合形容词，看起来专业的，那么看起来呢好看的我们说 good looking， 看起来很平凡普通的是 plain looking。 接着我们要看到另外一个复合形容词，就是 professional sounding， 就是听起来很专业的。最后一句话提到 professional sounding domain names，后面有一个 with 所引导的介系词片语，当成形容词来使用，修饰前面的这些网域名称。那么这些名称呢 can be bought， 用的是被动语态，换言之是用钱可以买来的。 So it doesn't mean they are reliable。 They 呢指的是前面提到的 domain names。 Reliable 这个形容词它的动词是 rely， 如果后面加上受词的话呢，必须要有一个介系词 on rely on， 例如 he is trustworthy so you can rely on him。 最后我们要提到的是搜寻引擎也会有陷阱。最后一句话这里提到 but this does not mean， 主词 this 呢就指的是前面那句话，你在搜寻的时候最先跑出来的这一些网站呢 does not mean that the information on their site is of any quality。 be of quality 它的意思呢就是表示 has quality。
Okay, let's take another short break. We'll be right back with more Landmark English.
Welcome back to Landmark English. Today we've been talking about how to make sure the web isn't lying to you. In today's article, we introduced the fact that a lot of information that is printed, for example, books, newspapers, and magazines, well, the information is trustworthy. But unfortunately, the information that you find on the internet might not always be reliable. So, for example, it's really easy for someone to make a professional-looking web page, but you might not be reading something that is actually true.And even search engines can be tricky, because website owners, they can actually pay these engines so that their site comes up first when you do a search.
Wow, so lots of reasons you should question information you find on the internet. Well, let's read through today's article one more time. Did you know that Taiwan used to be a German colony?It's printed here, so it must be true, right? No. Thanks to what we call editors, whatever goes into print is checked and checked again. This is to ensure that no false information is allowed into print. Because of this, we can usually depend on the information we get from books, newspapers, and magazines.
But can we say the same thing about the Internet? In a world where millions of people can publish their own material, judging the quality of information can be tricky. How do you do it? If a page looks professional, does this mean the information is credible? Not really. It's much easier to make a professional-looking webpage than a book or a magazine. And the information on certain sites like Wikipedia, for example, can be edited by anyone. Also, professional-sounding domain names with words like university and institute can be bought, so it doesn't mean they're reliable.
Even search engines can be tricky. Website owners can pay so that their site comes up first when you do a search. But this does not mean that the information on their site is of any quality. All right, let's take a closer look at today's vocabulary. Colony. Taiwan used to be a colony of Japan.
Publish. Penguin Group is known for publishing many classic novels.
Professional. The report has many spelling errors and doesn't look professional.
Credible. No one believed Daniel's story because he is not a credible person. Institute. Bernard enrolled in the Technical Institute after high school.
Okay, Lily, I want to ask you this question. Now, what are some things that might indicate that a website is not trustworthy?
Well, in the article, we talked about how Wikipedia can be edited by anyone. So, if you look at information on a website that you know can be edited by anyone out there, well, then you do have to remember there is a chance that the information cannot be trusted.
Right, and of course, we'll talk a little more tomorrow about what you can do to make sure you can trust that information on the Internet. We hope you join us then. Until then, I'm Bill.
And I'm Lily.
See you next time.